Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
I'm sorry, Eric. I know you're not immature enough, but it's just that stupid claw hand when he thinks he's making a point about it. And every point, every question is, well, Biden really made a mistake about fill in the blank, didn't he? And like, it's not even a question. It is a definitive Biden made a mistake on this, on COVID, this, on Afghanistan, that. And then what's your reaction to the mistake that Biden made? I mean, it's right?
Mr. Republican, what's your reaction?
Yes. Yes. I mean, you just, your piece is, sorry, Chuck Todd, America's not hopelessly divided over COVID. Both sides nonsense again. As you said, was this last, I can't remember, who can get them straight? Time. You said, like a disappointed dad, Chuck Todd conveyed distressing news about how America's split down the middle over COVID, causing cultural and political fissures. And as you said, 75% of us have gotten a shot, 70% support mass mandates in schools, just 17% of adults say they are probably or definitely will not get vaccinated. How is that hopelessly divided?
Yeah, right? And so what they do is, if you know, look, if Republicans don't like the vaccine, that means we're divided. As I point out very specifically in my piece, the country is divided into three political parties, identifiable parties, Democrat, Republican, and Independent. And so for people like Chuck Todd and the Beltway Press, they want to convey this idea we are a 50-50 nation. There are 50% Republicans, 50% Democrats. The number of self-identified Republicans in this country right now is like 29-30%. If you look at pollsters when they're trying to get an accurate reflection of this country. So it's really 30%. And so if 80% of Republicans don't like a mask mandate, we're really talking like 21% of the country. And Chuck Todd goes on TV and says, we're divided. But we're really talking about 20% of the country that doesn't like school mask mandates.
Yes. And as you point out, you said a strong majority of Americans support requiring proof of vaccination to travel by plane. The percentage of parents who plan on vaccinating their kids has climbed to nearly 70%. You said if there's an actual COVID divide, it's among conservatives themselves. 45% of Republicans support a universal vaccine mandate, roughly the same percentage oppose. So, cover the civil war in the Republican Party, right? You said, make no mistake, there's a loud and dangerous right-wing minority in this country building roadblocks and creating havoc as we try to put the pandemic behind us. You're right, Eric. That would be such a huge stride forward in solving this, that they would at least cover it like that.
Yeah. And so I just did another column this morning, and it drives me crazy because, you know, the press talks about how Biden can't persuade these people. Right. Yeah. And certainly in the wake of the mandate announcement last week. Well, it's been Biden's inability to persuade and convince the rest of the country to get vaccinated. That's why we're in
we
have this problem. And so we have these long stories, long TV reports about why a certain portion of this country will not get vaccinated. And none of them mention Fox News. None of them mention there is a choreographed political media campaign to make sure people don't get vaccinated. the press just wants us to believe this is just happening. Like there's something in the air that has convinced millions of people whose kids all have to get vaccinated for measles and mumps to show up for kindergarten.
Yeah.
Something's just in the air, and all of a sudden they don't want to take this vaccine. And so they're basically blaming Biden. Why can't Biden convince these people to get vaccinated without addressing the fact there's a billion-dollar industry convincing people not to get vaccinated?
Yeah. And I said this in my opening today, Eric. The worst thing that's ever happened to this country, in my opinion, is Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. He's what, but you know, like, because when you say, what's different? The measles, mumps, every shot school kids have always had to get, every shot the military's ever had to get, what's different? Donald Trump's different. Yep. He's what's politicized this whole thing to this extent that we're this divided. He has brought out the worst instincts in everybody in this country, I swear. I mean, you said instead of portraying the dangerous zealots accurately, the media downplayed the threat by presenting anti-vaccine and anti-mask fanatics as being the mirror opposite of Democrats and progressives who embrace science and common sense. And you say they prefer to tell the tale of both sides facing off over COVID instead of detailing a deranged and radical minority raging war on mainstream America. That's what it is. Since when isn't the mainstream the 70-75% of us, right, that are vaccinated?
And, you know, we saw that initial coverage with the Biden's address on Thursday about the mask mandates. And almost immediately, you know, cable TV and the pundits, well, this is going to be divisive. Well, this is going to create, you know, another cultural war. Not really, because, you know, this talk about the silent majority. We have a silent majority. We have an ignored majority in this country, which will get vaccinated, which wants to go back to work, which has had it with these nut jobs. And the other thing I wrote late last week is, remember all those Trump voter stories, in the Midwest diners, right? And these were just hardworking folks, and, you know, they finally have someone they can look up to. None of that coverage ever hinted at the hysterical mobs that are now overtaking school boards and issuing death threats to school principals and showing up with zip ties and announcing citizens' arrest. That glowing Trump voter coverage for years absolutely refused to really delve into the dark movement that was the Trump movement. And we are seeing it. We saw it with the insurrection, and we're seeing it with the anti-vaccine mobs today.
Yeah, I mean, all this coverage of 9/11, you know, and that obviously even George Bush saying the threat is domestic. It's, you know, and the reason why it's been ignored for so long, because they were Trump voters. They're all Republicans. Yep. They're white. This is why the Trump administration ignored it when every intelligence expert is saying the threat is coming from within. That's why we're so behind on it, because they were even saying, someone, an expert this weekend, Eric, was saying that all of our resources have, you know, been put into immigration and, you know, foreign threats when it is not foreign. And anyway.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
By the way, quickly on COVID, you said the most important element of the story to date has been the business community's lack of pushback against the White House. The Business Roundtable actively supports the mandate. That means the press is reduced to a GOP upset. And honestly, who cares? I mean, you know, whatever I thought they were supposed to be pro-business. Well, business is like, yes, thank you. Yes, and thank you. More, please. Right. On the vaccine mandate.
Yeah, this is kind of the underplayed element of the story. And I'm sure, you know, the White House did its homework. I'm sure they reached out to all the important allies. They did not want to be surprised when they announced this mandate and having big business not be for it. Big business and medium business, a lot of them are just absolutely relieved. It takes this decision making out of their hands. They want people back to work. And now they have a clear cut mandate. But for the Republican Party, they needed that element. They needed there to be a coalition of important, powerful forces that oppose these mandates, and they don't have it. Yeah. Nobody of significance. There's no sector of our economy, our business establishment that's coming forward and saying this is an awful idea. So it's just, you know, Republicans don't like Biden. Okay, no, next.
Okay.
Like, who cares?
Yeah.
And so I really feel like, you know, I know Fox News tried to take this to 12 over the weekend, but the feeling is like, Yeah.
Yeah.
Who cares? And to the New York Times' credit, they have a front page story today, pretty blunt, saying Republican governors suddenly don't like mandates. Every one of their states mandates vaccines for children. Mississippi has one of the most stringent school vaccine mandates in the country. No religious exemptions allowed in the southern states. And everyone must get vaccinated.
And every legal expert I've respected has said he is on firm legal ground here with this OSHA, with the mandate. You know, Nixon signed it. You go back to, the railroad cars that were ripping, the conductor's hands off and stuff. You know, it's workplace safety. He absolutely can mandate it. I mean, this is why I hope they take the next step and do it, the FAA and airlines.
Yeah,
they screamed about smoking and about seatbelts and about a lot of things people screamed about. And then, it's obviously safety, and you just shut up. Just shut up and get your shot. Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
Real quick, last year, a year ago, Indiana University was one of the first that said it was going to demand vaccines for its school, for students. And there was a court challenge, and one of Trump's Supreme Court nominated justices just threw it out. It didn't even really get much attention because it seemed so obvious. Of course, the school can mandate vaccines. So and you go back to there have been specific Supreme Court cases about vaccines, going back to 1905. There was one later. This is not controversial law. Whether the Supreme Court now with Kavanaugh and company will adhere to its precedents, that's the scary part. They can just make stuff up. We have no idea. But that's why I love that quote you played at the top. As reporters are all, the reporters wanted Biden to get all excited and angry about the Republican governors challenging him. He just said, have at it. We'll see you in court.
Yeah, no, exactly. Let's turn to 9/11. You just said the Trump years were awful ones for journalism by constantly letting Trump lie about 9/11. The press proves it would let him lie about anything. And I forget sometimes until you remind us. You said, reminder, 5 years ago today, Hillary got sick but insisted on showing up at a 9/11 memorial, and the D.C. press lost its mind. Again, the press elected Trump, period. I mean,
remember the video of her leaving the memorial 9/11 that was played nonstop loop on cable news like it was the Zapruder film? The next days, the press said this was a big story because she hadn't been transparent. The Clintons are so secretive. Meanwhile, she was running against a guy who would not release his tax returns. The 2016 coverage was bad so many ways. We think about the misogyny, we think about the emails, but that was a very important story on Labor Day weekend, 2016. They just buried her for days because she had the nerve to try to fight through a sickness in order to show up to a 9/11 memorial.
Yeah, and I have to say, this 9/11 coverage has triggered a lot of us, but as you said, the White House did everything physically possible to make sure key questions about the stunning 9/11 intel failure were never answered. Mm-hmm. I mean, Eric, you and I, our heads will explode if we go into if this had happened on Gore's watch, Hillary's watch, Obama's watch, Biden's watch, and but let's talk about Afghanistan, because obviously, on 9/11, this is something else we're thinking of. And you said regarding the Afghanistan orgy of coverage, a new Ipsos poll asks, what's the most important problem facing the U.S. today? War and foreign conflicts, it logs in at 2%, 0% among independents. And they just, is this the end of Biden's presidency? I mean, it's just, it's insane.
Yeah, and then there was a report, the Wall Street Journal, to its credit, put it on the front page, talking about how the Taliban was helping Americans exit the country and not some other people, and I sarcastically tweeted, I said, this is going to be all over cable news today. And, of course it wasn't.
Yeah.
The Afghan coverage, in real time, you and I knew it was a disaster. Couple of weeks out, we look back and it's just even more corrupt and dishonest and really just
not good. Yep. And you were talking about Jim Acosta saying we live in separate worlds now, we don't agree on the same facts anymore, and you said sad but true, and it's straight out of the Putin playbook. And this is why, again, I just say Trump is what's different. He is the ugly manifestation of all of the GOP's worst instincts, and here we are. This is why, we were saying, you look at we were talking about the bravery of the people on Flight 93. People wouldn't even put a piece of cloth on their face without punching a flight attendant now. I mean, it's just, I blame him for a lot of it. I really do.
He does. And the press is still grappling with how to deal with Trump. They couldn't figure out how to deal with him in real time. And just real quick, they refused to call him a liar. And, you know, the New York Times has a front, you know, a piece on the California recall and falsehoods that Republicans are going to tell about voter fraud.
Yes, it's already been stolen.
Yeah, and they won't call it a lie, and we're kind of right back where we started. So we have to keep on them.
Yep, exactly. And that's what you do, and that's what you do so brilliantly at Press Run. Do not miss it. Thanks, Eric. See you next week.
Have a good week.